Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. It's been a pretty busy month with 4-H signups and everything. Can people still get in on that?
Oh, yes. Here in the Meredazine District, we actually go through January 15th for our returning 4-H members, which are those who were in the program last year, or actually through May 1st. For new 4-H members, but it's the time now to really, if you want to get all the benefits and be able to do all the different activities, now's the time to join our 4-H program. And we have several ways of doing that. One is to do a community club. We have 23 of those in the district here, ranging in most all communities. We have them in Mound City, Pleasanton, Parker, Cadmus area, down in Linn County. We also have them up in Miami County, in Paola, Lewisburg, Osawatomie, and also kind of spread out in some of the smaller communities around there as well. Like we have one north of town that's out kind of by towards Wellsville, but not still in the Miami County line. We also have some in Spring Hill on the Miami County side of Spring Hill. So we have clubs everywhere that you can imagine. We also have what we call project clubs, which is another way you can join. And you can be a member of a project club in many different ways. You can decide it's just that you just want to be a member of that club and join 4-H that way. Or if you're already a member of a 4-H club, a community 4-H club, you can also join a project club as kind of your alternate club to learn more about that certain project. And some of the project clubs we have is we have what we call our Junior Leaders Club, which is for those 6th grade and older who are 4-H members who want to kind of learn more about leadership and fellowship with other teams. That meets on the second Monday here in Miami County at the Paola office. Miami County has a dog club as well, and they're meeting on the third Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. So that's members who want to learn more about the dog project. We have a horse club that meets here in Miami County on the fourth Wednesday of most months. They do the horse club, you know, to learn more about the horse project. We also have a rabbit club that meets on the second Wednesday every other month at 7 p.m. And they are just, you know, learning more about the rabbit. And how our project clubs work is they just concentrate on one specific project. So if you're in the rabbit project, you're going to learn a lot about the rabbit project in there. You're going to learn all about rabbit showmanship. You're going to learn about different breeds. You're going to learn caring of your rabbit. But you won't get some of the other information about other projects as much. Not that you can't, but it's a little bit harder. But it is a great learning opportunity. We also have our 4-H Shooting Sports Club. That is actually a district-wide club, and they meet on the fourth Sunday at the fairgrounds here in Miami County. In Linn County, we have a couple different project clubs as well. They also have what they call the Leadership Team, which meets on the third Sunday. And that's for 7th grade and above, and that's kind of their junior leadership group for 4-H members to learn more about leadership. They do have a dog club that has different trainings, and it's just kind of a different time, so you can check our website for that. They do have a rabbit club, and I think their horse club's kind of getting back into it. They were having a few get-togethers, but not as many as they're trying to get back into it, so their Trailblazers Horse Club is getting back to it. And then, of course, if you have members who are 5 and 6 years old, we have our Cloverbud clubs, which meet on the first Thursday in Linn County and on the second Thursday in Miami County at 5:30. And that's just to kind of explore the different projects you can take in 4-H. So there's lots of opportunities to join 4-H. And if you're interested, if you're have a youth 7 to 18 and they're interested in 4-H, please give us a call here at the extension office. It's 913-294-4306.
All right. It sounds like 4-H isn't just something for everybody. It sounds like there's some place for everybody as well.
That is true.
Excellent. A little something for everybody to enjoy, work on, and expand their horizons. I like that. Well, thank you for the information and the encouragement. Hopefully we get a lot of signups out of this. I've met many 4-Hers. They've all been wonderful people. And I'm sure some of that is just their very nature, but I know that 4-H does a world of good for the people that belong, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 For Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.